CliffCentral.com. Welcome back to it, the Youth Leadership Platform, brought to you by Student Brands and Leadership Platform, a platform about the youth, leadership, societal issues. But the second segment is the right side of the brain, the more creative side. And as per usual, every single week, we hit you with the best local talent. And today, we have one of the best ladies in the music industry right now. You will know her from the new album that she's got out, Black Diamond, titled. She's worked with a number of artists, and one being the king of house music, which is Black Coffee. It is the one and only, the fabulous Lungi Naidu. Welcome to the studio.
Yay! Finally! I'm here! Thank you so much.
I know, right?
I know.
We've been.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a lot for coming through. How are you doing though today?
I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm good. I'm happy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous, fabulous.
We're good.
We have Sashali. Get into the conversation.
Okay, so Lungi, let's have fun.
Yes.
Okay, so please do us the honor of introducing yourself. I don't want to do that. Can you do that for us?
My name is Lungi Naidu, all the way from KZN. Wow. I'm a singer, songwriter. I love music, as you guys know. Uh-huh. But closer to music, I love kids. And I have an NGO called the Lungi Foundation, where I work with 20 primary schools in KZN.
Oh, wow.
And that literally just wraps it up.
We're gonna get into that.
Okay.
Let's hold that thought.
All right. Cool. So music. It's everything about me revolves around music.
Wow. So yeah. Fitting. Okay. So now, if I'm not mistaken, just correct me if I'm wrong. You grew up on a farm, basically.
Right.
How many years? Roundabout.
Girl, he should be asking me that, not you. You know the rules. A long time ago.
And how was that for you?
Beautiful.
Was it?
Beautiful. Sunsets, sunrises, roosters outside, fresh air. At night, it gets dark.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Like deep rural farm.
I lived on a farm as well for 6 years of my life. So,
oh, really?
And it was beautiful.
Peace.
Bliss.
Yeah.
Complete. Yep. Yeah.
Can we learn new things now?
I know.
About how
I
<Yeah. laughs> Definitely.
I'm already seeing the writer in you talking about sunsets and everything, because one thing I find about writers is that you enjoy being in that moment.
True.
Like absorbing what's happening around you.
Yes.
And putting it into work.
Because you drew a lot of inspiration from that period in your life, living.
So much. And I still yearn for it. And I know that when it's over and done, and I feel like, okay, I've done my part in the music industry. God blesses me with some heavy cash. Buy myself a farm and go back to that, because nothing, if you grew up on a farm, nothing compares
nothing
to it.
Compares.
Nothing compares to it. Hmm.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you enjoyed doing there that you don't have the pleasure of necessarily doing it now?
Playing Threaten. I think y'all all are just too young to know what Threaten is, but there's this game on the farm where you put three tins on top of each other.
Okay.
And you hit it with a ball and then you just run.
Ah, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, we have a version. Well, from where I come from, township, we have a version of that.
Oh, cool.
Ipatine.
Ipati.
Yeah. That's what we do. That's what we do. We play Ipati.
Yeah.
So now, Lungi, you're in the farm growing up, and what are some of the things that you liked doing in terms of hobbies other than playing three tins?
I was obsessed even at a young age with music.
Okay.
My dad, I think, noticed it before my mom, and very young, I said to him, I'm going to go to Johannesburg. The minute I heard Brenda Fassie on radio,
wow,
she became my dream.
Okay.
She became like, I want to be like her. I want to go to wherever she is. She inspires me. And I think my dad noticed that very earlier on, and he was trying to prevent that from happening because he saw this obsession that I have with her. Mm. So what he did is, I don't know, he doesn't actually, he laughs about it now and says he actually added fuel to the flame.
Uh-huh.
He bought me a little radio, and I'd sleep at night listening to the radio, and then he bought me a little tape deck to record. He set me up so well. So I became obsessed with music to the point where I never used to socialize with my family. I'd always be in the bedroom, like, recording myself, pressing rewind, recording over, writing songs. So I started at a very young age. Mm. Yeah.
And the struggle must have been real. I mean, flipping the cassette around, finding spots where it's actually empty and you can record on that.
You don't want to tape over yourself because it might be something really good that you might use later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but man, I had an amazing childhood.
Who are some of the people that you, at this point, other than Brenda Fassie,
right,
that you looked at and you said to yourself, you know what, as a young girl wanting, right, to make it in the music industry, this person's impact is kind of the kind of impact that I want to have when I get my chance to shine.
Mariah Carey.
Okay. Any, yeah, favorite songs from her?
There's a hero.
Wow. Okay.
If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are.
Lungi Naidu, everyone. We're doing it live. So, at this point, you're looking at the likes of Mariah Carey, you're looking at Brenda Fassie, and these are exceptional women. There were certain characteristics about them that you wanted to emulate. What are some of those?
Mariah Carey got me with her, because she's a lyricist, and her lyrics really, because I'd sit down with a piece of pen and paper and trying to figure out what she's saying, because sometimes she sings too fast, or sometimes I can't really, her depth, when she just writes simple, do you know what I mean? So Mariah Carey definitely influenced me with the written part of it. I think as a lyricist, that's where I was born as a songwriter. Brenda Fassie, it was just that energy, that persona, that
liveliness. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
This is me. And if you're not happy with me, it's okay. I'm still going to do me.
Yeah.
And she gave me that confidence of, Agnendab, I'm doing me. So if ungakhoni to like me, love me,
so you do your work and get the job done. So when you're sitting there, and as a writer, there's certain people that write in a certain way that you, when you read that,
right,
you feel inspired,
right,
to write something.
Right.
Who are some of those people?
There's a song now, her name's just skipped my mind, but it's a song about being proud of who you are.
Okay.
And in the video, she has all these different women with different ailments and guys. I don't know if you guys...
You have to sing it. I'm going to mess it up.
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah. That song. And she's, what, 19?
Mm.
19 or 20, she's really young. And as a songwriter, and as somebody who wants to also see that kind of change in the world as songwriters, when I look at her at that age and I'm thinking, okay, so people that have come before us, we haven't messed up the music industry so much so that kids that are coming behind us are still writing songs that are relevant, are still writing songs that make women and people proud of who they are, and not just songs, Gucci. Let's just all dance and just
and
all have
the fluff.
Yes, you know, the summer jams.
Yeah.
There are people out there who really want to see the world become a better place. So she inspires me a lot.
Alessia Cara.
Just yes.
Google that.
Yeah.
Oh,
you rock, you rock.
I really love her. There's a song by her, Here.
Yeah.
Gosh, What Am I Doing Here?
Yeah.
It's a struggle for people like myself who are extroverted introverts that you want to be around people and conversating, but at the same time there are moments where you're around people but you're just the lonely and you just don't want to be there doing that. At that
so well, how you feel about being
time.
Around us right now?
Well,
like,
I feed off your energy.
Okay right
That's
now?
The thing. You see, with Alessia Cara, when she wrote the song. And what's happening in the scene, it's a party, there's people smoking and all these things. And it's just things that she doesn't care about.
Yeah.
She says she'd rather be at home or by herself, not in this place of people who don't even care about their well-being, you know?
That's true.
But you have an incredible energy. And I've been looking at your Twitter feeds and the kind of energy that you give to the people, it's the kind of energy that you get back. Because you've grown your brand to a point where I see people engaging you on any topic and any matter, really, on your timeline.
Okay.
And they feel that close to you. How did you manage to do that with your brand? Like celebrities and people in the music space,
right?
Unapproachable.
Mm.
You send a tweet and They might like it.
You could be dying on the side of the road and they wouldn't even respond to your tweet.
They just brush it off.
Seriously.
I hear
you. But you're constantly engaged and you can feel that there's a sense of bond between you and your fans.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's, thank you so much for saying that. And think of it the way you are saying it. I just think of it as in, these are people that will spend their money and buy my music. These are people who are sending me pictures of my album, and I don't think I have the right to be like, oh, okay, famous, so I don't have time to be. But at the same time, I'm saying to you, buy my album.
My album,
buy
yes.
my music, and I'm not giving you money to buy that. You're using your own money to do that. So why would I feel that I shouldn't respond? And this is not you asking me for money or you asking me to do it.
You're just
chatting with me. You're just talking to me. Do you know what I mean? So my approach to it is, umuntu ngabantu. Do you know what I mean? I can't make myself famous. I need people to help me sell my product. I need people to love my music because I do it for them. I'm talking about my experiences, and when people relate, then why am I thinking now, Guti, I'm better than them? We're the same level. This is social media. Nobody's bigger than anybody else. Yeah. We're the same. You might have more followers than me, but level-wise, you in your house, I'm in the studio, we're on the phone. So how am I? Do you know what I mean?
Different, yeah.
Different. So that's why I respond. Unless, obviously, somebody crosses the line.
And then they just say something.
Something completely shot left, and like, oh, okay, no, I'm not going to respond to that. Do you know
You're just
I mean?
Going
to
leave it.
I'm just going to leave it hanging. And if that person sees, okay, you know what, maybe I pushed it too far and she's not responding to that, then they can come back. And when they come back and they reapproach me in a different way, I don't go like, no, but when, I continue with the conversation. Yeah.
Now you're singing, you're recording yourself in the cassette. Now we're fast tracking and going back, you know, doing international stuff.
Matrix
type vibes. How to Get Away with Murder type vibes. Switching between scenes.
Right.
So now backtracking again. You are recording yourself on cassettes, and you just want this music thing.
Look.
What are some of the challenges that now you go through making it to the next phase before we even get to this?
Black Diamond.
Exactly.
I leave home.
You leave home.
Yeah. I come to Johannesburg. Brenda Fassie.
Okay.
Idea.
City of Gold.
City of Gold.
Joe Hasselberg.
Growing on a farm, thinking, Guti, you know, if you get there, lights, what? Because you see
action.
It on TV and hearing it in songs, Guti, this is the place to be, you know? You get there and it's like, oh, what? This is not what I was told. This is not what I expected or imagined. Uh-huh. And then the real dream has to kick in to push you to the next level, because if you get here with the idea of if it doesn't happen, that means you were not fulfilling a dream, you were chasing fame. And I decided then, which, listen, I can either chase fame and get it, or I can pursue this dream that I have of seeing myself on stage singing and sharing my thoughts and sharing my views with the world. And that's when it started. I started like literally on my phone trying to find, Guti, where are the auditions, where can I go and sing, what can I do, theaters, all of those things. And I heard somebody singing one Sunday and I followed the sound of music, and there was a karaoke night, and I walked in there and I sang a Whitney Houston song and I got my first gig.
Really?
Wow. I've never shared that. This is
my first thing shared.
NeonClubCentral.com.
Exclusive behind the scenes. Yeah, that's what happened. And then from there, the journey really, really began.
Really began. So now you went on, you worked with the likes of Loiso Gola.
Gola?
Bala, sorry.
Wrong industry, but I mean, yeah, Loiso Gola, he's the man.
I had to throw some comedy into that. Come on, guys. What is this?
Loiso Bala,
He's a musical sensation.
Yes, he is.
You think of any big production that's come out of South Africa.
Yeah.
They include
Loiso. Yeah. I had the honor of working with Loiso as a backing vocalist.
Okay.
I had the honor of working with the late Lebo Mathosa as a backing vocalist, and we became friends as well. I had the honor to be on stage for Opapu Jerry Mofokeng. Mm-hmm. He did a tribute to Brenda Fassie's Life. Mm. When I got that call, I said, I don't even care if I'm the person sweeping the stage. Everybody.
Wow.
I just want to be in this space. And that's when I got to understand who Brenda Fassie was, because they did a like we had to literally sit with him when he did the research on her life, personal life, and that's when my eyes really got open to what this industry is really, really about. And it shifted my mindset on how to approach the industry as a business in comparison to I just want to sing, in comparison to I just want to, you know, the initial dream?
Mm.
I just want to sing. I just want people to hear my music, where it flipped and was like, hold on. There are a lot of rights here that if I don't educate myself, I'm going to give away. There's a lot of money here that if I, because I'm a songwriter, I'm writing these songs. If I don't educate myself, that there's a lot of things that happened to her that I didn't know at the time. I was like, okay, she's still teaching me how to be a great artist, even though, you know, she's not here anymore.
Yes.
And that's when my eyes opened up. It's okay. I'm an artist. I'm a brand. Do you know what I mean? If I want to sign to a record label, A, B, C, D, and I started my own education just based on what happened to her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now you started soaring. You paid your dues. Still doing to an extent, because there's certain other things that you want to achieve moving forward.
Right.
You go all the way. How now do you have this dream of, I'm going to be signed somewhere.
Right.
And I'm going to do something about it.
Right.
And then you end up at Universal Music.
Where else? Universal is Koko. I released 2 albums independently.
All right.
Still doing backing vocals for a label, still working, and still, I call it my varsity. Understanding the industry.
The industry, yes.
Yes, understanding, let's see, I'm an artist. How do they treat their band members? Understanding what does it mean to be a backing vocalist to such a big artist? Traveling with her all over Sun City, wherever she went, traveling. Just understanding behavior, understanding the industry. I started working on my 2nd album, got nominated for a huge award, and then I realized it's okay. It can take me this far, but for me to get where I'm going, I need a muscle. Okay. And what better way to get a muscle than present myself, it's okay, to a record company. This is what I have. This is what I've done. I would like to associate myself with you guys.
With you guys, yes.
And amazingly, they were ready for me. I was in a good space. I was ready. And last year we signed the deal, and here I am at Cliff Central. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Amen. So you submitted your music. They had to listen to it. They called themselves together.
No, meeting. I didn't. I just asked for a meeting.
Okay.
I asked for a meeting. But this happened after I'd done the feature on Pieces of Me, Black Coffee's album.
Yes.
Yeah. So that song elevated my career to the level where I could call Universal and be like, I'd love to sit down. And they already knew who I was.
Yeah.
So when I came into the meeting, the boss was ready for me. We sat down. He's like, let's do this.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, how did you actually now pick up your phone and be like, Black Coffee, can we do something together for Pieces of Me? You know?
No, I don't.
How did that relationship?
I didn't pick up the phone and call Black Coffee.
Well, hypothetically, yeah. How was that relationship built, and that you ended up working together on Pieces of Me? The future.
I wanted Black Coffee was one of the names on my list of producers that I would have loved to align myself with. Yes, and it didn't happen. I waited, I think, 6 years for this to happen. Yeah, I kept trying, but the messages would never get to him. It will just fade off at management level.
Somewhere
before it got to
the gatekeepers.
Him. Yeah,
yeah, we know them.
The gatekeepers. So eventually, he was overseas, and it's so amazing because I put up a tweet. I had a picture of a dog, and the tweet said, only Ekasi. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, Indian, whatever. Every dog Ekasi knows what futsak is.
Oh, okay.
So I put that up, and he was overseas. And when he saw that, he retweeted and he laughed. It's like, you're making me miss home.
Oh.
And I was like, he responded, here's my
got
chance
his
to
attention.
Say, yes, hello, I'm so and so. It's like, I know who you are. Like,
wow.
You're an amazing artist. I've been trying to work with you, but I could never get contact with you, which was weird because for me as well, I was trying
You've
to work with him.
You've been trying to reach out.
So on my side as well, the independent record label that I was with was blocking that from happening.
Ah.
Yeah, because I didn't see, because I was doing R&B, and they just felt that the two brands would not mesh. You know what I mean? So I said to him, I'd love to work with you. And he was like, cool, I'll be in South Africa in 2 weeks time, let's meet up and work. Basically,
Black Coffee is such a good guy, eh?
Absolutely,
very, very good heart. Because we had a conversation with Kara Fru as well last week,
yeah,
and she met Black Coffee in Amsterdam, freaking Amsterdam.
Are you serious?
Performing there, and she literally walked up to him and said, you know what, I love your music. I love your style. I love, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And conversating.
No, he really is that kind of guy.
8 months later, they did something together.
He really is that kind of guy. People think he's unapproachable, or he, and when he sees talent, he wants to help. He wants to see how he can help, because he's a developed brand. He's huge.
Yeah.
And I mean, and there I am. I have a new album, and he features on it. And do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So yeah.
Was this a turning point in your career, working with a producer that was already
definitely,
you know, known so much in the
definitely
world and appreciated?
Definitely turning point. Yeah, definitely. I can say that full heartedly.
What can people expect from Black Diamond? People have been raving about it on social media. I've been following the narrative there. And they just love it. They just
wow
love it.
Thank you so much.
So to the people that haven't gotten their hands on Black Diamond, what can they expect?
Beautiful, beautiful dance music. From Falling featuring Black Coffee, Away With Me, to the twist of the KZN sound, Kisma Dolo.
All right.
And with a snippet of Kalawa Jasmine with right Uzobuya.
Okay.
I just fused all those sounds because, I mean, I am mixed masala. I'm half Indian, I'm half Zulu. I decided to just mix dance sounds as well on
okay
my album. So if you don't have my album, please check it out. You're going to love it. And let me know when you get it.
How do people then become part of that narrative, become part of Lungi Naidu's life? What are your social media handles that they can follow the story on?
Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Lungi Naidu.
At Lungi Naidu, no underscores, no dashes.
There's only one Lungi Naidu. At Lungi Naidu. Uh-huh. Yeah, hit me up, y'all. If you're listening, hit me up.
Why Black Diamond?
Because I am a Black Diamond.
You are a Black Diamond.
Yes. That is exactly what I said when I was talking to Bongani earlier.
Did you say that?
I swear on my life, I said that.
He asked you why the title Black Diamond, and your response was?
Because Lungi Naidu is the Black Diamond.
Look, girl, you and I, we here.
Boom, bang.
From girls. No, I'm
Bengali, oh my gosh.
Jokes, guys.
No, it's okay. There's
jokes,
nothing wrong with being a farm girl.
No, it's not.
Yeah, obviously, because you enjoy the finer things in life.
True story.
Yeah, it's not about the Joe Hasselberg, lights, camera, action, narcissistic, solipstick, and, you know, just fake life that happens here with filters and everything. Like, people are so obsessed with being different here that they do the very same thing to be different.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They
that's
all look,
powerful.
They all look the same.
We all want to be different,
while
but
you're
doing
unique
the same thing.
Exactly.
To be different. Powerful.
Exactly. And then you have Lungi Naidu doing things that are unheard of. The diversity in this album is what's going to set you apart.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Coupled with, you know, the interaction. Like, I cannot stress that enough. The connection that you have, I
we're
think
speaking about Brent
it's
with
important
our previous guest.
Yes.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate
no
it.
No, Lungi, thanks for coming out. Sasha wants to do like a quick quiz to close off this segment.
Sasha, I thought we girl.
Keep an eye on the
So we've got about 4 tracks, lyrics to those tracks, and you gotta finish them and see how many you get.
Oh my god, I have not listened to music. Okay, let's try.
Okay, I'm gonna do the first 3. Bongani's gonna take it
okay,
over
cool
after me.
Okay,
okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. Shine bright like a
diamond.
There we go. 24 karat
gold.
Magic. Keep going, Sasha.
Magic in the air. What is the next one? Let's think about it. You got one, Bongani?
I've got one. Let's see. Do a Mariah Carey.
Tito. Mariah Carey is going to be far too easy.
I just quizzed you. Tito.
Tito Mboweni. Well, there you have it, guys. That's the fabulous Lungi Naidu.
As far as our quiz went, sorry, people.
Yeah. Well, that's the fabulous Lungi Naidu with us in studio. We go out there to check out Black Diamond. Get a copy for yourself. You will not regret it. From us at the Youth Leadership Platform, we thank you, Lungi, for
you
coming finally
thank you
to be with
me
us. And
thank
hopefully
you
this album does the most. And you and
it
you
will
flourish, girl.
It will.
You
know? Yeah, bong, I mean,
so that the dream becomes realized and
thank
a lot of people
so
can learn from your journey and benefit from it. A wise man once said that intelligence is the future born, wisdom is the history made. Patience is the prologue of prudence, miscalculated challenge. And we'll end it on the note. K carry on with us with the narrative on YLP, Cliff Central, Twitter and Instagram, Youth Leadership Platform. And that was Lungi and us signing out. Peace. CliffCentral.com.